This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Strange things going on in my home state. South Carolina is somewhat of an outlier. In the United States today, there's only five states that outright ban the open carry of handguns in most public areas most of the time. They are Illinois, New York, and California, which is no big shocker, and then Florida and South Carolina. New Jersey and Hawaii ban open carry in practice, but legally anyone with a permit can open carry. It's just extremely difficult in those states to obtain a permit. Now, South Carolina is trying to move in that direction, and we're doing it in a somewhat of a, I think it's a convoluted matter, simply because, you know, it's, our politicians are somewhat thick when it comes to certain things. Now, this is what's going through the General Assembly. It's called House Bill 3094, labeled Open Carry with Training. It's reasonably easy and to understand. To amend Section 23-31-210, Code of Laws of South Carolina, 1976, relating to the issuance of concealed weapon permits, so as to enact the Open Carry with Training Act by revising the definition of the term concealable weapon, to allow a permit holder to carry a concealable weapon openly on his person, and to amend Section 16-23-20, relating to the carrying of a handgun, so as to provide a person who possesses a concealed weapon permit may carry it openly on or about his person in a vehicle. Be it enacted by the General Assembly of the State of South Carolina. And we have Sections 1 and 2. Concealable weapon now means a firearm having a length of less than 12 inches measured along its greatest dimension that must be carried openly in one person, on one's person, or in a manner that is hidden from public view in normal wear of clothing, except when needed for self-defense, defense of others, and the protection of real or personal property. And it's also amended to read, a person in a vehicle with a handgun is secured in a closed glove compartment, closed console, closed trunk, or in a closed container secured by an integral fastener, and is transported into the luggage compartment of the vehicle. However, this item is not violated if the glove compartment, console, or trunk is opened in the presence of a law enforcement officer for the sole purpose of retrieving a driver's license, registration, or proof of insurance. And this would take effect 60 days after, you know, the approval of the governor. So this all occurred this past week in the South Carolina House Judiciary Committee, General Laws Subcommittee. It passed the bill to the Judiciary Committee for debate. And it will probably pass the House because it's already passed the House once in recent memory. And we get this from the state3.com and the 3-1 vote down party lines. House members sent the bill to the full House Judiciary Committee, giving the bill its first step to becoming law despite concerns from some in law enforcement. Lawmakers spent 2 days taking testimony from groups and residents on the bill. From Ballotpedia, of the 124 members of the House, 81 are Republicans and 43 are Democrats. 68 members of the House have signed on as sponsors of the bill, and the sponsors are already a majority in the House, and, you know, we're not going to go through their names. Both House Majority Leader Gary Simrell and Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey say they support the bill, labeled as open carry with training. And we get this from the postandcourier.com, which is a newspaper down on the, what they refer to as the Low Country, or we call it the Coast. House Majority Leader Gary Simrell, Republican, Rock Hill, and Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey, Republican, Edgefield, are both on board with the bill, giving it a good chance of passing through both Republican-dominated chambers and making it to Governor Henry McMaster's desk. Simrell said it's a near certitude that the bill passes out of the House. Massey said he expects the main issue in the Senate will be fitting it into a busy calendar, but he believes it is possible they will be able to get it through before the session ends in May. In the South Carolina State Senate, there are 46 members, 30 are Republicans, and 16 are Democrats. Now, the last time this passed out of the House, which it has happened before, it died in the Senate. But it was a different day. But the critical question here still remains whether the South Carolina Senate will allow the bill to be scheduled for debate and votes. If you live in South Carolina, maybe you should think very seriously about getting on the phone. The open carry of a handgun is not that important to me. What is important to me is that as I carry a concealed weapon most of the time, in South Carolina, if your weapon flashes, if your weapon is seen, you're treated in the same way you would as if you brandished it, which is to say quite unfun. So, you know, besides the obvious part where, you know, the only way to bear a weapon is to carry it in public, this would go a long way towards getting us over a hump, because there's a lot of people in South Carolina, a lot of lawmakers, where you and I would be standing on the border of North Carolina or Georgia, and we'd be looking into Georgia or North Carolina. They just don't see that. They see nothing. Nothing exists except their own mindset. So for them to have made this shift is interesting to me. Banning of a weapon on private property is almost never in question, as the banning of arms on private property has always been up to the property owner. And the government would be stepping on private property owners' rights to allow or ban the carry of arms on private property if it banned them on private property without the consent of the owner. And logically, that would be forbidden to the government by the 10th Amendment and the 2nd Amendment. So the bearing of arms in public is not only protected by the 2nd Amendment, it's also a form of political speech. It's making a statement. Thus, it's protected then by the 1st Amendment, which, you know, of course, right now, both rights are under attack by the current powers in the federal government. And, you know, the early attacks on Second Amendment rights claimed concealed arms could be banned because only criminals would wish to conceal their weapons, which now this is the preferred method that they want us to carry. Now, the Second Amendment does not differentiate between private property and public areas. Protection of the right to bear arms in public areas would reasonably be what is considered most protected by the original text and context of the Second Amendment. The right to bear arms on private property is also protected by the 4th, 6th, and 10th Amendments. I would prefer, if they're going to do this, that they do something that a lot of people refer to, I think erroneously, as constitutional carry. I think that's actually permitless carry, but whatever terminology you want to use. Open carry with training is an incremental step toward constitutional carry if the votes are not available to pass constitutional carry. And unfortunately, here in South Carolina, we have to take baby steps. The difficulty for a Second Amendment supporter is to avoid allowing their opponents to use a loss on constitutional carry as a tool. So to this end, I think this might actually be a pretty shrewd way to go. So, is this a perfect solution? No, it is not. But one thing we should never do is we should never allow perfect to be the enemy of the good. If this succeeds, if this passes, then there will only be one shall issue state in the United States that does not allow for the open carry of weapons. The other 45, I mean, even in Connecticut and Massachusetts, they allow open carry of weapons if you have a permit. How on earth have we gotten this far where we don't have this in Florida and in South Carolina? Interesting, convoluted. It's about time. It's about time. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. ¶¶
following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Illinois Representative Bobby Rush, Democrat, has sponsored a bill already referred to the House Judiciary Committee that would criminalize many previously acceptable practices. H.R. 30, which has 18 co-sponsors, unlike the bills introduced by Sheila Jackson Lee, is entitled the Gun Trafficking Prohibition Act. Who could possibly be against that one? What it would do is it would amend Chapter 44 of Title 18 United States Code by adding a section which would include such items as defining a straw purchase as a receipt of any firearm by a person who does not own the firearm. A, by the way of pledge or pawn as security for the payment or repayment of money, or B, on consignment. Now, wait a minute. This is a whole different kind of thing. This is... So, purchasing a gun on consignment at your local gun store, while not named on sites like Gun Broker, could then be defined as a straw purchase, which in turn could effectively kill the online firearms market. Never mind that any state-to-state transfer must already occur between licensed FFLs and necessarily requires a background check before the firearm can be picked up. Nor can you pawn the thing if you're a little short on cash. Firearms, although they, you know, like if you, the dumbest thing I do with the guns I own is I trade them. I trade them to a gun dealer. Trading them means you get about 40% of their value, of their retail value. And the problem, you know, with guns, unless you really abuse them, which most people don't, they retain their value fairly well. It's almost like an investment. Now, this bill, they're wanting to kill this. They're wanting to kill the pawn business, and they're wanting to kill the consignment business, which a lot of guns get sold on consignment. A lot of people like me, they want to get a different gun, or they want to divest themselves of guns. They don't want to go through the trouble of selling them themselves, so they go to an FFL, and they'll ask them to sell them on consignment. So they basically hand the gun over to them. The gun shop gives them no money unless the gun gets bought. And the gun shop makes some money off of it. The NSSF has a few concerns with this. Communications Director Mark Oliva said the general prohibition language against purchasing a firearm on behalf of another is particularly troubling. This bill would punish innocent conduct in the case of a lawful purchaser who is not prohibited when that person buys a firearm on behalf of another person who is also not prohibited. So, like, when I decided that I was going to buy guns for my wife or my sons, I bought them. Now, both of my sons now have concealed carry permits, and I have no doubt my wife could pass a background check. But, you know, I bought them. They're in my household. They're in, you know, they're here. They're within my control. But at the same time, they're not, quote unquote, mine. That's one thing it would do. And it would also make it illegal for an entity like the Boy Scouts or the Future Farmers of America to buy a Rimfire 22 to use in a rifle marksmanship program, or a rancher to buy a firearm for a ranch hand to use against predators. I'm sure they wouldn't apply this. I mean, it's the same thing that happens in the military. Nobody that is issued a weapon in the military owns it. But they are issued it for use, which apparently, unless you're some sort of governmental agency, that would be prohibited by this as well. But it would essentially create a federal red flag law, and it includes a finding that such person represents a credible threat to the physical safety of such intimate partner or child. It would also put restrictions on just how many you can buy or sell as well. It reads, it shall be unlawful for any person to ship, transport, transfer, cause to be transported, or otherwise dispose of two or more firearms to another person. If the transferor knows or has reasonable cause to believe that the use, carrying, or possession of a firearm by the transferee would be in violation of or would result in a violation of any federal law punishable by the term of imprisonment exceeding 1 year. Well, I can ask to see if they have a concealed carry permit in my state. If you have a concealed carry permit, you don't have to go through a background check. But that doesn't tell me what they're going to do with the gun. Two, you cannot receive from another person two or more firearms. If you know it or have a reasonable cause to believe that such reception would be in violation of or result in a violation of any federal law punishable by a term of imprisonment exceeding 1 year. So... Unless you and this other individual are co-conspirators in some very intricate crime, how are you supposed to know this? How are you supposed to know how the possession of this could result in a violation of federal law? Not only can the way this is put together, this could lead to imprisonment for up to 5 years or 25 years. The previous terms, prison terms for violations were not more than 5 years, but now it includes forfeiture and fines. You'd be forfeiting property and money. It also massively expands Section 924, which lays out the penalty for selling a firearm to be used in a crime. Currently reads, whoever knowingly transfers a firearm, knowing that such firearm will be used to commit a crime or violence, or drug trafficking crime, shall be in prison not more than 10 years. If H.R. 30 is passed, it would replace the entire section, amending it to read, whoever knowingly receives or transfers a firearm or ammunition, or attempts to or conspires to do so, knowing or having reasonable cause to believe that such firearm or ammunition will be used to commit a crime of violence, a drug trafficking crime, or a crime against the Arms Export Control Act, shall be in prison not more than 25 years, fined in accordance with this title, or both. They're wanting to come down. They're wanting to come down hard. Leavis said NSSF's legal team also was concerned about one section which removes exceptions for gifts. They actually removed three exceptions and only includes a gift to a recipient who provided no service or tangible thing of value to acquire the firearm or winner of an organized raffle, contest, or auction. So this would be a cause for concern, particularly for someone who chooses to gift a firearm as a gratuity for a hunting guide or a bonus to an employee, or as would be the case when someone retires and they give, you know, they're given a gun as a gift or as an honorarium. This bill, were it to become law, would provide the easy way for the Biden administration to turn millions of us, of ordinary law-abiding gun owners, into federal felons, which is, of course, the point. Gun control is about lists, the creation and maintenance of lists. Nothing more, nothing less. And getting out there and not recognizing that they don't care which list you qualify for. Like with the Social Security list that the Obama administration came up with and the VA list. They don't care which one you qualify for. They just want to have a bunch of lists that somebody can, everybody, you know, there's a list for everybody out there. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former President Trump's lawyers took about 3 hours to present their defense. Among other things, they argued that Trump is a victim of cancel culture. The former president's lawyers called the impeachment trial a witch hunt. Attorney Michael Vanderveen argued that Trump's remarks on January 6th, stoking his supporters, was no different than the language politicians have used for decades.
No thinking person could seriously believe that the president's January 6th speech on the ellipse was in any way an incitement to violence or insurrection.
But some Trump supporters, who now face criminal charges for the riot, said they were acting at Trump's behest. And Democrats also played videos of the insurrectionists shouting at police that they were in the right because they had been sent there by Trump. This is USA Radio News. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island tweeted a suggestion to suspend former President Trump's impeachment trial so they can investigate whether one of the former president's impeachment lawyers lied on the floor of the Senate. Defense lawyer Michael Vanderveen claimed the president wasn't informed that Vice President Pence was in any kind of danger during the riots. He suggested that they depose House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama about phone calls they had with Mr. Trump during the riot. Two members of the GOP are now describing a conversation that Kevin McCarthy had with former President Trump during the insurrection on January 6th. McCarthy had called and said that they were breaking into his office. Senator Whitehouse also suggested reviewing the communications of the Secret Service to and from the White House during the insurrection to find out what Trump knew. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Curious thing, I follow a bunch of filmmakers across social media, and a lot of them have spent this time during the COVID era with all of these lockdowns because they could do these really spooky deserted street shots that you can't normally do without a whole bunch of money. And, that lack of foot traffic, that lack of car traffic, the fear, all the other stuff has led to, cities looking like ghost towns. And yet, despite this, we know that violent crime soared over the course of 2020 in most of these same cities. Now, the unresolved question, at least for some, would be, is why the number of shootings, carjackings, homicides, and many other violent crimes rose so rapidly. Now, gun control groups, like Moms Demand Action and Every Town for Gun Safety, have a vested interest in arguing that the record number of gun sales is what's contributing to or even responsible for the rising crime rates. But there's some research coming out of Philadelphia that suggests the COVID-19 lockdowns are to blame, not the increase in retail gun sales, which is actually On its face, looking it dead in the eye, it's a pretty stupid thing to say. Most of the people that have bought, most of the first-time gun buyers, most of the 8.5 million first-time gun buyers that bought guns in 2020 and continue to buy guns today are doing so out of a belief that there is, that law and order is collapsing. Now, the study was conducted by Dr. Jessica Beard and several of her colleagues examined the number of shootings that took place in Philadelphia between 2016 and the end of 2020. Specifically, the researchers were looking to see what happened after the COVID restrictions were first put in place in March, what happened after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis at the end of May, and what happened in Philly when some of the COVID closures began to be lifted in the city in late June. What they found is striking. The study took place over 256 weeks, and During the study, 7,159 individuals were shot in Philadelphia, which breaks down to a mean average of 24.9 individuals shot per week. Now, during the 219 weeks before the enactment of COVID-19 containment policies, after it turned to 46.4 shot per week in the 37 weeks after containment policy enactment. Now, there's something called the ARIMA model that best, and it's the best fit that this time series included local autoregressive and moving average terms and a gradual permanent association beginning the week of COVID-19 containment and those policies that were enacted. The killing of George Floyd and the partial lifting of containment policies were not independently associated with any changes in the incidence of people being shot in Philadelphia. Now, the rate of shootings nearly doubled after the COVID-19 closures were put into effect and never really declined afterwards. And the riots and the unrest in Philadelphia following Floyd's death did not dramatically increase the amount of violence on city streets, but neither did the partial relaxing of the COVID-19 containment policies. Beard and her colleagues suggest that the violence continued on at an increased pace because the economic impact of the COVID closures continued even after non-essential businesses began to reopen. Well, that's because the businesses that reopened was not everybody. The economic impact was still being felt by other people, a good majority of people. We're going to see this begin to happen. We're going to see an uptick in crime in various places in California, because California just enacted, or is trying to enact, a $15 per hour minimum wage for grocery workers. And what is happening now is that one of the companies, Kroger, that owns all the grocery stores in these areas, they're just closing the stores. So they're doing two things. They're creating food deserts, and they're taking away jobs. And it's not just the jobs that, if you think of a little business, think of a business as it's an ecosystem, it's the hub, and so it's a grocery store, so it's got to have things delivered to it. It's got to have boxing to put it in. It's got to have packaging to put it in. It's you've got vendors that are making a living off of that store to a certain degree. It's its own little system. And when you take that away, then that has a ripple effect. In Philadelphia, they were feeling the ripple effect. When you lose economic opportunity, crime begins. In Philadelphia, firearm violence incidents has been empirically tied to poverty and structural place-based economic disinvestment, which is what's happening in California with these grocery stores. The sustained nature of the increase in firearm violence observed in the study may be related to longer-term effects of COVID-19 containment policy, including intensifying unemployment and poverty, particularly in the lower-income Philadelphia communities where the shootings are most concentrated. Now, I'm sure that has some impact, but the one thing that they don't seem to be looking at is how much havoc that it created on policing and the criminal justice system in Philadelphia. Along with the closures of those businesses declared non-essential, Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw shut down the city's gun permit unit for months, which prevented local gun owners from acquiring their license to carry. So while they made it impossible for them to obtain a carry permit, Outlaw declared that Philly police would be taking a pause and arresting individuals charged with a variety of crimes. One day after Philadelphia courts closed until April 1st to limit the spread of coronavirus, she notified Commanders Tuesday that they would be delaying arrests for nonviolent crimes, including drug offenses, theft, and prostitution. Now, the problem with that is that those crimes, when they occur, there is no guarantee they're not going to be violent. A lot of people will tell me, well, Bill, if you carried that gun, by the law of averages, that gun should be enough. Well, that may very well be, but the problem is, when crime occurs, the only ones that seem to want to pay attention to any rules are on my side. If they're thinking drug offenses, theft, and prostitution is a victimless crime, well, Drug offenses, drug buys gone wrong account for 83% of the gun violence deaths in the United States. Now, maybe if you're just buying a bag of weed, maybe not, but I mean, you get my point. Not only were some arrests suspended, a number of individuals held in the jail were released to try to prevent the spread of COVID. And then the court system shut down over the course of 2020, and trials and other court activities were repeatedly suspended for weeks at a time. So something tells me that the chaos in the courts probably played a large role in contributing to the chaos in the streets of Philadelphia, where even if someone was arrested for a violent crime, they would likely find themselves quickly set free on low or reduced bond. Additionally, District Attorney Larry Krasner continued his soft-on-crime policies that have resulted in far fewer felony-level prosecutions than his predecessors, and that only aggravates the issue. The criminals begin to believe, with good reason, that they can get away with their crimes without suffering any consequences. Now, the gun control activists will continue to point to the crime rates in many American cities as justification for the Biden administration wanting to curtail legal gun ownership. But the data from Philadelphia is pretty clear on this. The rise in violent crime happened as a result of their decision to back off policing, closing courts, and not any increase in Philadelphians lawfully exercising their right to keep and bear arms. That's just a stupid, stupid idea. Of course, for gun grabbers, stupid ideas always, their time is always there. It's always a happening thing. It's always a happening thing. So, and listen, it doesn't matter. Gun control is not based on fact. Gun control is based upon desire to control. That's it. That's all there is to it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
One more time, here we go. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, Karl Marx, who is really popular among these stupid and evil people, once called religion something to the effect of the opiate of the masses. And that is ridiculous, because real religion, far from lulling people into a stupor, activates them, and which is why our garbage establishment hates it and wants to replace it with some gooey Methodism. The fact is that wokeness is itself a drug. Wokeium is the opiate of the jackasses. And our garbage establishment, well, they're the pusher. Why push this wokeness drug on the young, vulnerable, dumb, disenfranchised, inexperienced, the poor, the gullible? Because if you're obsessed with your next woke fix, with jousting with the phantom white supremacists who allegedly lurk around every corner, with purging the bad thought havers who are the cause of all your disappointments and failures, you aren't seeing who is really running this okey-doke on you. Wokeium distorts reality. You don't see the scam. Instead, you fixate on false enemies. Quote, enemies, end quote, who you would see you have much in common with if it weren't for this woke-fueled haze. The establishment wants us at each other's throats. It wants the normals at war with the woke, because if we're fighting each other over that insufferable social justice warrior nonsense, we're not really uniting against a real enemy. The real enemy that runs a rigged system where if you start getting ahead, the rules change with a phone call. Robin Hood, anybody? The real enemy that creates a system where you're told you must go to college, where you get fed meaningless nonsense in the huge impersonal lecture halls, and then you get a big bill, a huge bill you have to pay off for the rest of your life so a bunch of bums with doctorates can enjoy their sinecures in academia. The real enemy that creates a system where you are constantly deprived of the power to govern yourself. Where you're constantly lied to. Where the establishment dines at the French Laundry while you lose your job waiting tables. Yet, under the influence of wokeium, you hallucinate that your enemy, the cause of all your misery, is the truck driver who likes Donald Trump. He did it. Him and his bad thoughts and his Jesus and his guns. He's why your life is a bubbling cesspool. Him, that truck driver in Chattanooga with the MAGA hat, thinking wrong things. He's the problem. He's to blame for all of your problems. Not the people who run all the institutions. Not the people who make all the decisions. Not the people who got you hooked on the social justice warrior junk. That's what wokeism makes you think. Those others are bad and evil and racist and sexist and transphobic and. You better not talk to them. You certainly better not interact with them. You might accidentally understand that you share the same real enemy. But, there's always a but to this one. If the woke addict came down off of his, her, or Z's woke high, took a moment and actually talked to that truck driver, him, her, Z'er, might see that he, she, Z shares a lot more in common with the guy identifying guy in the John Deere ball cap than he, she, Z does with that rich idiot pushing the wokeism. They would find things like, woke addicts have no use for the banks. Well, neither does the guy wearing the John Deere cap. Woke addicts have no use for Wall Street. Neither does the guy in the John Deere ball cap. Woke addicts have no use for endless wars that give the ruling caste a thrill. Neither does the guy in the John Deere ball cap. The guy in the John Deere ball cap is getting shafted by the rig system, and so is the woke junkie. But if you're snorting woke like Hoover Biden on a bender in Medellin, then you have to hate John Deere guy because he's racist. Only you can't actually see any racism. He's not running around in blackface or burning crosses, and he even seems to have black friends. But then you take a hit of wokeness, and you just know that the racism is in there somewhere, even if you can't see it or touch it or hear it. Now, like all drugs, wokeness is designed to alter reality. It's all about the feels with a Z. And the feels with a Z are good. You do a fat line of woke and you finally feel that you have some meaning and purpose in your life. You're on the side of right, damn it, and it feels with a Z so good. And finally a crusade, a struggle, something that gives you a purpose. Wokeism gives you that meaning that you never got anywhere else because your parents themselves broken and battered by the same system that makes sure your woke bong is always brimming, split up. Your mom didn't take you to church, and your community was no community at all. You grew up empty, yet yearning for meaning is all people do. And into that voided vein, the establishment injected the wokeism. First hit was free, but the next one cost you, and now you're an addict. You're always going to be looking once again to find that incredible first-time high, which is why wokeism gets crazier and crazier as the addicts chase the social justice warrior dragon. It started out with a very uncontroversial idea of not being a bigot against black people. Now, fatism is a thing, and tomorrow maybe it's time to stamp out smart privilege. Just the other day, Tom Brady showed his white privilege by winning the Super Bowl during the month of Black History Month. Woke him. Woke addicts see the white supremacists everywhere. They're under the bed, and they're climbing the walls, and they're watching them from the dark. They know some tricks, too. Woke addicts know that men can transform into women and back from the power of wanting. And the junkies revel in the ecstasy of victory over mere reality by accepting that many men menstruate. Woke addicts know that the bad people are all around them, but are weirdly never found in Bel Air, or the Hamptons, or Scat Francisco. You got to ignore the piles of yesterday's soup kitchen sandwiches and the prickly hypos scattered across the sidewalk. And if you do that, that makes you a good person, but you can still be woke. The woke are very positive that all the bad people are all over middle America, even though most of them have never been there. They've never stepped foot on the dirt of middle America. But that's where we know the bad people are, who just happen to be the enemies of the people pushing the woke in. Isn't that a weird coincidence? But face it, if you are woke, you're a junkie, hooked on the transitory meaning you get by being on the side of fake righteousness. And look around you. Your friends are ugly, pierced, and always angry. So are you. Meth wrecks your teeth, but woke wrecks your body and soul. And it's just that wokeness makes you feel something, and for you, betrayed by a ruling caste that exploits you and hooks you on its lies, that's enough. But it doesn't have to be. You could kick the habit, you could get sober, you can get the non-human primate organism, fight the scourge of, you know, speciesism off your back. Wokeness is a drug that distorts your reality in order to blind you to your own interest and to prevent you from allying with people who have also been wronged by a rigged system. Wokeness divides the establishment's opposition, so the woke addicts are fighting a fake enemy instead of a real one. So take a chance, skip a hit, get clean, sober up, and take a look at those people you've been drugged up into believing you're an enemy. Talk to the Trump guy that you hate. See how he thinks the same about big corporations, government lies, and stupid wars as you do. You'll see they aren't enemies. And most dangerously of all our garbage establishment, or for them, you'll see who really is your real enemy. In brilliant technicolor, the sharpest of focuses with the highest resolution, you'll see all of this for the first time. One thing the establishment abhors is critical thinking and informed electorate. Your power moment is at hand. So just ask the questions, get off the woke, take a look around you. You'll be surprised at what you see. It'll go from black and white to glorious color. Back again next weekend. Between now, keep your heads up, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.